Hi, I'm Miss Cindy, and I'm a paraprofessional at Ryerson Elementary School. And today, I would like to share Chapter 8 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. Yipes, shouted Taylor. An enormous dog was running his way. Taylor could hear her ferocious barking. He could smell her dangerous scent. He could see the slobber hanging from her lips. Snap! Taylor curled into a spiky ball. The ball rolled into the water and began to float downstream. The dog reached the water's edge and barked loudly. She paced back and forth, ready to leap in. Just then, Sydney strolled out from under a bush. "Well, hello there," said Sydney, swishing his tail back and forth. "Mighty fine day, wouldn't you say?" The giant dog stopped barking. She couldn't understand Sydney's words. Dogs had lost their wildness by living with humans. They could no longer speak the language of the wild. Still, they could be fierce. Sydney advanced slowly, putting himself between the dog and the water. His tail waved like a warning flag. The dog backed up the hill. She let out a sharp yap. "I would say it's time you headed home," said Sydney sternly. The dog was confused, but she knew that she wanted the spiky ball floating in the water. She barked loudly and rushed straight at Sydney.